surprised to see me. It's a good look. Surprise. Suits you. No, it doesn't. You look uncomfortable. I mean, I understand why. After your grand gesture, I was meant to leave you alone, right? To just let you walk out of my life? I think not. No, No talking. It's my turn. It's my turn to talk. You are such an idiot. You are a complete and utter moron. And that's shocking because you are the biggest crime boss in the city. And yet here we are. Do you know how I found you tonight? I found you because I'm a very good detective. A very, very good detective. The kind of detective that doesn't mind getting her hands dirty. The kind of detective who understands shades of grey. I called in favours. I employed a little bit of creative blackmail. And I found out where you were hiding. Sorry, not hiding. You're not hiding. Only you are hiding. Oh, you're not hiding, you're doing the right thing. Darling, you're a criminal. What do you know about the right thing? You know, I love you so much, but you are an idiot. I said that I love you. And there you go again. It's sweet. It really is, but I really need you to shut the fuck. Thank you. First of all, I'm in love with you. What did I just say about shutting up? Just stop talking. Do you really think I don't know who you are? Oh, darling, I know exactly who you are and I know what you're about. You are a criminal. You are a mob boss. You are bad news. And I don't give a shit. We are so far beyond that right now. Darling, I'm in love with you. I know exactly who you are and I am still in love with you. I don't just love you for the good bits. The acceptable bits. I love all of you. The good, the bad. The happiness, the sadness, the rage, the revenge, all of it. I'm crazy about you. Don't. Don't say a word. You have said plenty. Your little farewell speech. How long did you practice that for? Did you practice it in front of the mirror? It was very impressive. Just very, very emotive and complete and utter bollocks. You know, I never meant for this to go this far. I didn't mean for this to happen. You were just a bit of fun. A little bit of stubborn rebellion. I'm not great with rules. And the thing about being a cop, there are so many rules. They don't like it when you bend them. They like the headlines, but they don't like me. You were meant to be a little bit of fun. Just a flirtation. You were never meant to bite. But you did. And then it became a dirty secret. Something that was forbidden, delicious. And then the feelings crept in. And it wasn't just fun anymore. It was real. My feelings for you are real. And people began to notice. Rumors. Tattle on the streets. People looking at me just slightly off. I mean, people have always looked at me. You can't skirt the line like I do and not get looked at all. They were looking at me differently. And then my sergeant pulled me in. I had a plan. A nice little honey trap. Oh, I thought they were so clever of that. Your name's Honey. It's a honey trap. I was meant to make you fall in love with me, make you careless. The trap was meant to be sticky and sweet. You were meant to be caught. And then flipped. And betrayed. Because they hate you. They hate you so much. And they want to see you fall. But more than that, they want to fuck you over good and proper. Because you have run circles around them. They had it all planned out. And in return for cooperating, I get to keep my badge. Win-win for everyone. Apart from you. But then you had to go and just ruin all their plans. With that, oh, so pretty speech. It was lovely. I know I said it was utter bollocks, but it wasn't. It was honest and loving and utter bollocks. Who knew you could be so fucking romantic? You love me. But you won't ruin my career. You won't do that to me. Because you know being a cop is so important to me. I was so angry at you. So fucking angry at you. I still am. You look confused. Dabbing. Being a cop was important to me. Was. No, I'm not done. I am not done. And you don't get a say in this. You don't get a say in what I'm about to do. And what I've already done. Being a cop was important. Being a cop was everything. But it was only everything because it was all that I had. I had nothing else. An empty bed. Long, lonely nights. It was the only thing I had. Until it wasn't. Because that was you. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly what you've done. You are not one of the good guys. But you know what? Neither am I. I've done rotten things. I've done questionable things. I've done. I've done things that wake me up in the middle of the night screaming. Because I'm not a good guy. It's not black and white with me, it's all grey. Darling, we're the same. You and me, we are the fucking same. And there was no way that I was going to let you walk out of my life. As sweet and as noble as it was. I love you. And I'm not letting you go. I never liked the badge anyway. Too gold, too garish. So I quit. I quit. My sergeant had the same reaction. And the captain. They had their plan. And I told them to shove it. And then I tracked you down. Darling, I love you. I love you so much. And I'm not giving up anything. Because before you, I didn't have anything. You think that I can't live your life. You think that it would twist me up. That it would change me. Oh no, darling. Being with you doesn't change me. Being with you frees me. And it's not like you have a choice now. I love you. And I'm yours if you want me. Because you might not want me. Maybe that noble speech was just you being kind. Wow, that's rude. I do love it when you swear at me. I love you. You're everything. And I'm in. 100%, I'm not holding back. They're gonna hate you even more now. They're going to come for you hard. And they'll fail. Because they have no idea what you are. You're everything. You are everything. But first of all, we really need to get you a new hideout. Because if I can find you, someone else will. And that is not happening. I love you. Yes, you could talk now. Or you could just kiss me. You made the right choice. And so did I. But darling, there was never a choice. It was always you. Even if I didn't realize it. It was always you. I love you. You fucking idiot.